Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
We want to help you to survive, though. We want you to come home. We're going to talk a little bit about how you can. That song just, Lieutenant Pat Eash with us from the Port Huron Police Department, that just makes me want to get on a motorcycle. And I don't have a motorcycle. I don't ride, but I'm thinking, man, I just want to get on a bike right now.
Yeah, it perfectly sums up the exhilaration and the freedom of riding a motorcycle. And we talked a little bit a couple weeks ago about our other two-wheeled friends on bicycles.
Sure.
So I thought appropriate to talk about motorcycles today. And also, May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and it's important. And just a little bit of background, I used to be a motorcycle rider myself.
Yeah.
I had my own personal motorcycle, and then I was on the Port Huron Police Department's motor unit. So I actually rode the police motorcycles for about almost 6 years until that was disbanded in 2018. So I got a little background on motorcycles, and I love the open air, the feel of being out on the open road on a motorcycle. There's nothing like it, for sure. But obviously, with a vehicle on two wheels on highways that can do 100 miles an hour, there's a lot of safety risks
Absolutely.
Involved. So I find it important to kind of just talk about maybe some of the things that a lot of people know about safety, but maybe some that they don't, mm-hmm. just so that our two-wheeled friends out there are as safe as possible.
Yeah, I can see why May is Motorcycle Safety Month, because this is the month everybody's getting back out there.
That's right. The weather's turned. This weekend coming up is beautiful. I've already been seeing a lot of motorcycles out and about, so I bet this weekend we're going to see a lot more. So some things to keep in mind. Just anecdotally, what I have seen in my career as far as like when motorcycles are involved in crashes are three things. One, intoxication. Two, speed. With great power comes great responsibility, we like to say.
Right.
You know, Spider-Man's Uncle Ben told us.
Yeah.
And that's very true with motorcycles. And three is on the vehicle side with people turning in front of motorcycles. So mm-hmm. those are like the main big factors. And I think it goes without saying that any level of intoxication is dangerous on the road, especially so on motorcycles. There's so much more skill involved between managing your clutch, your brake, your gas, and then just being more aware of all the vehicles around
right.
you. So that kind of goes without saying. But as far as like the speed thing goes, like it's tempting because it is fun to rev up the motorcycle, but obviously we have to adhere to all our speed limits and be safe. And that's why those speed limits are there, is to keep people safe. Excessive speed can be very dangerous because your reaction timing is much slower. And mm-hmm. the problem with motorcycles and the vehicle point is that it's very difficult to judge distance with them. They appear smaller and further away than they really are. And the whole saying of loud pipes saves lives, unfortunately, is not true.
Mm.
Humans are not good at judging distance when it comes to sound. So those are some of the reasons that speed is dangerous. But what can we do as motorcyclists before we actually hit the road? Well, before you bust that motor out for the spring and summer, just you want to do a good inspection. Make sure all your systems are working. You really want to focus on tires, super important, especially on a motorcycle, your braking system, your clutch, and of course your gauges and lights are all working. So we want to make sure our motorcycle's in tip-top shape, ready to go for the season. On my personal side, in Michigan, we don't have to wear helmets. That law was repealed years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally always wear a helmet when I was riding, and I can't encourage it enough. It's just that extra layer of protection. That fall from that short distance can be very dangerous. And then you want a good coat that will protect you in case you hit the pavement. And pants and boots, of course, kind of overlooked. You don't want to be riding your motorcycle in sneakers. So something just to keep in mind. When we're out on the road, especially this time of year, we have to pay extra attention to things in the roadway. There's no secret that there's a lot of potholes around in Michigan. You know, our snow season sees to that. So we have to pay attention to potholes. We have to pay attention to roadkill, as unfortunate
yeah.
as it is. You know, hitting some obstruction in the road can be very dangerous.
Or impending roadkill. Those deer can come out of nowhere. And unfortunately, we hear deer motorcycle accidents, which just sounds awful.
We do that. And unfortunately, like as someone who's hit a deer, like many of our listeners have also, you don't see it till it's too late.
Yep.
Like the ones you see are not the ones that you hit. It's the one that comes out in front of you. So you just always have to be prepared for those unknown and unfortunate circumstances. Actually, my trailer, I just hit a deer. My dad was pulling it, hit a deer just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So they're still out and about.
They are.
For sure. So one thing that people don't really know about with motorcycles is this thing called high siding. So high siding happens when there's panic braking, usually. And it's something you have to train. So this is something I would tell our riders out there to familiarize themselves with it and train, is to prevent high sighting. So high sighting happens when you're going down the road and objects want to go in a straight line. When something happens, like a deer jumps out in front of you, that car pulls out in front of you, your instinct is to lock up the brakes. Mm-hmm. So you lock up the front brake and then you lock up the rear brake. What happens then is that rear tire locks up unless you have ABS, and instead of going in a straight line, that rear tire kicks out to the side, either left or right, and that induces a second point of panic where, oh no, I'm going sideways, so then the rider will instinctively let off the rear brake. And what happens is that tire in the rear will snap backwards to where it wants to go, and it'll actually catapult the rider off. Mm. So it's something you have to train as a motorcycle rider, is how to ride through a high side. So really the way to do it is to just ride it out. You just keep that rear wheel locked up and let it skid until it slowly corrects itself. It's something you have to train, because our instincts, our bodies telling us to do something completely different. And I've personally seen, I witnessed a high side happen in front of me once, and that was terrifying. Thankfully, the riders were okay. I had to go help them pick up the motorcycle out of the road, but scary, scary time. So it's something to keep in mind. I'd also encourage riders to practice and learn about how to position your feet when you're stopped. I see it a lot where most motorcycle riders put both feet down when they're stopped. The actual safer way is to have one foot down. Usually your right foot, you're going to keep your motorcycle in neutral when you're stopped and your left foot on that rear brake, so that way, in case something happens, you can kick down into gear and move out of the way. So just kind of some little things. It just gives you an extra step ahead in the process. So things to encourage, watch some YouTube videos, you know, some reputable sites. Always go to training. I have family members that have been through motorcycle training. They go to like the Harley dealership, which is good, but they want to sell you a motorcycle. So they're going to probably pass you. So find a reputable training site to really learn how to ride a motorcycle. It really can save your life someday. Yeah. On the vehicle side, obviously, we have a huge responsibility. As motorcycle riders, we know we have to pay extra attention at intersections. We have to look twice. And the thing we have to keep in mind is to not trust blinkers, because we want to follow the car's movement, not a blinker, because that you know, can be a mistake. On the vehicle side, obviously, we have to look out at intersections too, because motorcycles are out and about, and we're not going to be able to judge that distance. So we've got to double check. We really have to pay attention when we're pulling out of driveways, like out of a parking lot or out of a side street, to double check to make sure there's not a not just a pedestrian or a bicyclist, but a motorcyclist coming our way. Yeah. We want to give them extra space, especially when we're driving down the road. We want to make sure that we're not in a motorcycle's blind spot and vice versa. And then when we're stopped at red lights, not to crowd the rider. You know, we want to make sure we give them space, because as a rider, we have to have an escape plan when we're stopped. In case a vehicle comes up behind me that's not stopping in time, I need to be able to get out of that vehicle's path of travel. So something to keep in mind also with vehicles is not to crowd them, so that they do have that way to escape in case something bad happens, for sure. And the one big thing, again, with distance, is to not turn in front of a motorcycle. What I would say is, if you're unsure, to just wait. You know, traffic will clear again. Don't cut it too close, whether you're turning left in front of a motorcycle or if you're pulling out to get in front of it, because that motorcycle rider has a lot more going on, a lot more attention they have to devote to the different systems. And if you pull out in front of them, it can induce that panic braking, or maybe a high side, or they hit the ground. We don't want that at all.
Safety first.
Absolutely. And always. Yes. And always.
But enjoy the ride. And we're going to have some great great weather this weekend.
Absolutely. Great time to get out there and ride. Enjoy it with the family and friends. And we just want everyone to have a good time. Be safe out there, for sure.
All right. Good stuff, Pat. Always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Pat Eash with us from the PHPD. It's 20 past 8 o'clock.